AM 910 WJCW, Carlin Ellick with you. It's Tuesday morning, and time to check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. And Susie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us here. And sorry I missed you the past 3 weeks here, but I had a little bit of a date with a COVID fella there, so... But that's all passed on, so it's good to see you here again in the studio. And joining us on the telephone, you have a guest for us as well, I do believe. Would you please introduce your guest?
Yeah, I'll be glad to. Stephanie Hernandez is the membership event director for the Kingsport Chamber. And what I like about this program this morning is we're going to be able to talk about the partnership, about, you know, what the Chamber brings to the table for Asbury Place at Kingsport, and really bigger picture, greater city of Kingsport, and then also, too, what we can do to give back to the Chamber. So it's a good partnership. Mm-hmm. Certainly have built a great relationship, and I felt what better way for the listeners to truly understand the foundation and the true bedrock of Asbury Place at Kingsport than to hear from people we work with, mm-hmm. Partnership with, strategize with, to make Asbury Place at Kingsport the premium CCRC.
Very good. So Stephanie Hernandez joins us from Kingsport Chamber. Stephanie, good morning. Tell us a little bit about what you do at the Chamber.
Hi, good morning. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Sure.
Like Susie said, I'm the membership events director. So I am in charge of getting new members to the Chamber, scheduling groundbreakings, any of our events, our after hours, our fourth Friday breakfast, getting those networking opportunities for our members and our community.
Yeah, the Chamber itself, of course, exists to support the networking of various businesses throughout the area. Now, when you do Chamber events, what is the benefit of a Chamber membership, if you would please, Stephanie?
Oh, my goodness. So I love when people ask me this question because it is so broad. We have over 15 different programs in our Chamber. So each one of those programs have events and have opportunities for you to get involved, volunteer in each one of those. So your membership, you get to have access to all of those, all of the information that we send out on a weekly basis. You get invited to opportunities to sponsor things, to, you know, just help get involved in the community, help our community, make sure that everyone in Kingsport and our, you know, region is advancing and doing well for themselves and profiting.
Chambers have been around for quite a while, haven't they, Stephanie?
Oh, yes. We're celebrating our 75th year this year, so mm-hmm. It's absolutely wonderful, you know, that we've had this organization in place, and we could not have done it without our wonderful members that support us, and they feel our mission of what we're doing.
Stephanie Hernandez, right now with the Kingsport Chamber, membership event director, joining us here, and we think out loud with Susie Cloyd and Carlin Ellick right now. Stephanie, if you would, talk a little bit about your partnership, so to speak, or your alliance with a member organization, which, of course, is Asbury Place in Kingsport. What does the relationship exist between you and the Asbury Place? What does it sound like?
So Susie came on board with Asbury a couple years ago, and once she became involved in the role of Asbury Place as the director there, absolutely wonderful. She has been so wonderful to work with. She helps in so many different various programs that we have. She does a lot of things with our Healthy Kingsport. You know, that program itself is all about keeping Kingsport healthy. We work with our youth. We work with our older citizens in the community, too, just to make sure that they understand health benefits and things like that. Susie's always been wonderful to help get the message out about how wonderful that the Asbury Place is for their residents. She's always been such a great supporter. Asbury, you know, they absolutely have a wonderful name in Kingsport and highly respected in Kingsport, for sure.
No doubt about that. That's why we are glad to have her here every week, she and her staff, when they come to visit us, too. Considering now the various aspects of Chamber membership, and we talked about that, of course, in relationship to Asbury Place, I know you've got a membership event coming up pretty soon with Asbury Place, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do. We have an after hours that they're going to be sponsoring, so... And what we like to do for the after hours is we invite our community, our BMA members, all of our board, all of our chamber staff, we invite them to come to Asbury so Asbury can give us a tour. Let us see what they have going on in their facility. And we also invite the community, so the community can come in and, you know, if they don't know what Asbury has to offer, then they can come and take that information and see it firsthand, one-on-one in that situation, and have people there to speak to them about Asbury.
Stay on the line, Stephanie, if you would, please. Going to talk right now a little bit with Susie. Susie, in planning this membership event, suddenly you're going to have an influx of a whole lot of people there. How is Asbury Place responding to that?
Well, we always like visitors, and we love to do tours. So this will be what's really nice about this. It's real time. So when you have a business after hours and everybody's able to drop in maybe after a busy day, you know, a way to wind down, come and see us in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see residents, you get to talk to them, their lifestyle, all of the benefits that Asbury Place, of course, has to offer, the planning process, and how you make Asbury Place the next chapter in your life. What I like about this event is, you know, it's a very good networking event for the business community, but it's also a very good networking and nurturing event for those out there who are looking for the next chapter in their life. Come and talk to our residents. Come and look at it in real time and see what life is like in a continuing care retirement community.
My guess is that Stephanie and her staff made it very easy, almost a turnkey type of event, in order to put on a membership event. I'm guessing now.
They did. You know, have an event and everybody will follow. So once you get on the calendar and once you start that planning process, then everything else literally is in Stephanie's hands. And it's almost like you just open the door to more on the night of the event. We have the place. We'll have the food. We'll have the ambiance. We'll have the, you know, the community and the tours, but the chamber will bring the finishing touches. And that's what's really nice about this partnership.
There you go. Stephanie, that was some pretty nice compliments there from Susie Cloy, but actually telling just the truth of what takes place in each membership event, too. Now, how can folks, Stephanie, talking back to you now, how can folks find out more about different events and so forth going on at the chamber?
Everybody can always go to our website, kingsportchamber.org. We usually keep an up-to-date list of everything that we have happening, ways to sign up, ways to register, ways to get involved in the chamber event. So kingsportchamber.org is going to be your best friend.
Okay, that sounds very good. And I'm sure Facebook and other various media, too?
Yes, absolutely. So we put it on all social media.
Okay, very good. Sounds like you've got someone petitioning you in the background as well there, too. This can be understood completely. Stephanie, we're going to let you go with this right now. Stephanie Hernandez with the Kingsport Chamber of Commerce. She's membership event director. You have a membership thing going on right now, I do believe, so we'll let you go with that, and we'll turn back to Susie. But thanks for joining us, Stephanie, and I hope to talk to you again soon, okay?
It was absolutely a pleasure. I appreciate you so very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Okay, so back to Susie.
Yeah.
The membership event. Let's one more time, date, time, place, the basics.
So it's this month, September 27th.
Mm-hmm.
It will be at Asbury Place at Kingsport. You can go to our website to get our street address. And it's from 5 to 7, so it is truly a business after hours.
Okay.
And again, it's on a Tuesday, September 27th. One thing I wanted to touch on, though, is when you think about the chamber celebrating their 75th year, next year, or excuse me, 2 years, 2024, Asbury Place at Kingsport will be celebrating a huge milestone, 35 years.
Wow.
And then Asbury Place as a corporation celebrates its 100th year.
Okay.
So I just always think about how tradition inspires the future.
Mm-hmm.
And everything we've talked about this morning is truly rooted in tradition. If you have a chamber that's celebrating 75 years, we're celebrating 35, and then you take our Asbury company as a whole as 100 years, all accumulative, I mean, how can you not trust mm-hmm. what tradition has in place?
Absolute stability.
Yes, exactly. So I just want listeners to know that, you know, we are here for them. We are here for the community. And I've always encouraged everybody just to give me a call. Let's just start the process, take the next step, and really, truly see what the future has in store for you.
Sounds great. Susie Cloyd with us from Asbury Place. Alec, I have this vision of Susie in a probably about a 1968 Stingray with a scarf over her hair driving down a freeway.
I know, and I know why you say that, because tomorrow is our fall market and classic car show.
You caught me.
So we had a nice planning day yesterday. John Hughes came out with the Kingsport Rod and Gun Car Club. And we counted off the 25 spaces that cars will be there.
Nice.
We have 25 plus vendors that will be there, and obviously fall food, that if anybody's just craving the fall food, come out. We have that. Everything is free of charge. We will ask, though, maybe while you're on campus, you'll make a donation to Alzheimer's Tennessee, because it is a fundraiser for them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to know more about it, goes to asburyplacekingsport.org or call me direct, Susie Cloyd, 423-830-8502. You got to get to Asbury Place at Kingsport.
Absolutely. And it looks like weather is going to be great, just like today.
Beautiful.
Have you got any list of some of the cars that are already registered?
No, I don't, because this is a club and they all just come, you know, so I have a sense of variety. But something tells me it's going to be a day to remember.
I think so.
Yes.
I've got a friend of mine back in the day, and I think it was 1984. He bought a 1967 just peach, just perfect Camaro Rally Sport.
Wow.
With the hideaway headlights. And he paid $1,500 for it.
Wow.
And then 10 years later sold it so he could buy a brand new Trans Am.
There you go.
He is kicking himself to death.
I bet he is. And I have to say this funny thing. The other couple weeks ago when you asked me, you know, what would I like to see at the car show, I had told you, my daddy was a Ford man, and we had a Ford Fairlane, and we were always just strong Ford people. I had a Ford Pinto, and I would give just about anything to have a Ford Pinto right now. And my husband told me, he said, "I'm so glad you didn't say that." He said, "I think that could have really ruined your credibility."
Yeah, really.
But I'm sticking true to me. I would take that Ford Pinto back in a heartbeat.
It was not a nice car at all. It was a 1971 four-door Gran Torino, and it was like just off green, rusted top, you know, bruck out front.
As big as the South 40.
And you know, everybody got lucky in that car except me. My entire whole friends, they're like, "Hey, man.
More than we need to know."
But anyway, it was a sight to look at, but had air conditioning that would just freeze you out. And that's the only thing I cared about.
I love that little Ford Pinto. It had little mag wheels and everything, and I'd give anything to have that one back.
Susie Cloyd,
anyway.
Unsafe at any speed.
Exactly. Thank you, guys.
Susie, tell us about Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this part of the program.
That is correct. Asbury Place in Kingsport. I want to tell you this. We are CCRC, but don't you know, panic about that acronym. Continuing Care Retirement Community. Call me, come visit me, and let's just, you know, delve into really what does that mean and how can you start planning for your future life.
Sounds good. We will plan to see you next week then, driving up in some kind of sports car.
Yes.
Either that or running all the way from
That's
Kingsport.
Right, exactly.
So, Susie Cloyd, thanks so much. We'll
all
talk
right.
to you next week.
Thank you.